Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Well, listen, a friend of this show is, truthfully, the friends of this show come from 1819 News, many of them. Ray Melick is the editor-in-chief of 1819 News. You hear me talk about them all the time. I use their resources as part of my preparation for the show on a regular basis. Ray has spent more than three decades working in media here in the state of Alabama, earning numerous state and national awards. He's been at the Birmingham Post-Herald, the Birmingham News, and now he's, like I said, the editor-in-chief for 1819 News. I thought it'd be good to bring him on today and talk about some of his experiences in Alabama. Ray Melick, how you doing today?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. Well, listen, I spent some time before you came on talking about the fact that, you know, like this Senate District 27 race with Tom Watley's race, a flip of a coin. But it's not unusual. But, man, I got to tell you, this whole year, though, has been unusual. In your 30 years of reporting around the state of Alabama, have you seen more runoffs or challenges in one year?
No, you know, and of course, a lot of what I did wasn't political reporting, obviously, but I've kept up with it. But I tell you, the thing that you brought up, the Watley race in 27, I think it's interesting that Republicans have run on election integrity for the last 2 years, and then we get to this year, and you've got these just plain screw-ups with ballots and lines, and then, of course, this particular race where the party accepted a ballot from a woman who wasn't registered to vote. And so, you know, it kind of really is that it's just amazing to me how the party just can't seem to sometimes get itself right with what it's trying to do. And I don't know if it's the party. I don't know if it goes back to John Merrill. I don't know if it's the county registrars. But somewhere along the way, they've really lost this whole thing on election integrity that they've been running on for 2 years.
Well, I tell you where I think a lot of it comes from. It's the excuse of COVID gave them a chance to delay the census results. The census results being delayed then made the delay in the state legislature, which really took its time, by the way, getting the redistricting done even after they got the results. And then they got those out to the registrars, who then really took their time just putting all the new names in the new places, and apparently did a pretty poor job of it in certain counties. And I think it was a perfect storm, but I think it also, there's some people who need to lose their jobs.
Well, and again, there was the challenge in the court, so they had to wait for that ruling to come down as well. So you're right. There were a lot of delays that maybe could have been avoided, maybe not. But either way, we knew even well before the primary that there were some questions, particularly up in Etowah, with the ballots being wrong and not lined up with the correct district or Senate lines that were out there. And this is just one of those things that seems like you ought to just – you get it right, even if you got to say, okay, hey, at least in this race, we're not going to vote this race right now. We'll spend the money to get it right later on. But you're right. I mean, this year has been really, a lot of stuff's happened, but I've never seen an election with so many state elections that have been so close, so challenged, and sometimes just so bungled in the way they were handled.
Yeah, it's been almost to the point of being goofy. Now, I don't recall. I think there might have been a challenge, or at least there were some runoffs on the Democrat side, but I really don't recall seeing a lot of, you know, hullabaloo coming out of the Democrat primary. Did you?
No, but I think that also goes back to the fact that this is such a strong one-party state, and I'm conservative, I vote Republican, but you do, you know, one thing to keep Democrats from messing with Republican races, you need to have a Democrat race that matters. So they're focused on their own party and want to vote in their primaries as well. And I think in a lot of cases, it was almost an afterthought. They a lot of times had one candidate, and that candidate won these smaller races, and they'll go on to November and see what happens. But, yeah, that's a great point. We haven't heard a whole lot of complaints, if any, other than maybe one race with Democrats protesting or contesting the outcomes of their races.
Well, I guess when you only had about 12% of the state vote Democrat, it's kind of hard to have that many mistakes. But
well, and then you only get 12 when you get only 12% of the state that votes, you know, regardless of Democrat or Republican. And That's, you know, again, that continues to be a major disappointment. I know it's something, you know, we've talked about it before. You and I have talked about it before. I know the Secretary of State candidates have talked about it, and what that has to do to get people to show up and vote. And that, you know, that will take care of a lot of at least the issues in terms of like a one vote differential or Democrats coming over to influence. If the Republicans vote, the Democrats don't have enough votes to cross over and make a difference. But if you're not going to vote, you really do open up to mischief. But the bigger thing, as we started out with, was just the ballots being wrong, the lines being drawn, not matching up, and people that weren't registered to vote getting to vote, and all the things Republicans have preached about for 2 years.
Yeah. And I heard Jeff Poore say the other day, but I was just like listening to part of his show, so it's not like I had a chance to dialogue with him, but I think I heard him say there might even be a third county where we're finding out the registrar screwed something up. Are y'all hearing that? Is there been any reporting that's been developed that you're aware of at 1819? Because you guys have been tracking this stuff pretty well.
We have, and of course, I'm proud that Jeff works for us just as you write for us as well, but Jeff is our sort of political editor, and he's kind of got us on tabs of looking at some other areas that may be out there that we just haven't heard officially or haven't really talked about. I do know that, you know, John Merrill's really embarrassed. He's also very unhappy with the way this thing's gone, because that, again, is something he has spent his time as Secretary of State really touting, how, you know, the election security and the election process in the state. And now here in his last 6 months to have this kind of a mess up, he's not happy about it either.
No, and I don't blame him. And I do know from what he's even said that some of those registrars we talked about in certain counties that just so bungled their own job.
Yeah.
I mean, like in Etowah County, you had potentially upwards of 1,000 names in the wrong district, of which 122 voted, but nonetheless, 1,000 names in the wrong place. That's a major, major screw up right there.
Yeah. When you get down to, as you know, when you get down to Senate and House, state House races and state Senate races, the numbers aren't that big anymore. And that can really be a game changer for people. When you get 1,000 people voting in the wrong race, or 1,000 people slated to vote, and then it's not correct. These things matter.
Well, you know, and to me, you know, looking back over the history of the state, there's always been some shenanigan or two here and there. It seemed to me like a lot of stuff used to come out of things like the Birmingham mayoral races and things like that. You got any institutional memory of some crazy stories you can tell? Because I look back now and I think, okay, I was just reading a minute ago, the sheriff in Clay County was decided by a coin toss recently. You had you had multiple states where they have to, like Hillary Clinton apparently won all 6 coin tosses in the Democrat Iowa caucuses, which people say was, you know, statistically not possible, but she did. Go figure, Hillary Clinton. Anything you can remember across the state as we wind up our time together that just stands out as like a weirdness in a previous election in days past?
You know, the main thing you hear, and I can't give you the exact date and time, but I do know of the old days when it was paper ballots and how a ballot box would, you know, always kind of be held back. That was one of the things in Birmingham mayoral races for years, where certain precincts just didn't turn theirs in until they knew what they needed for a certain candidate to win. And that's gone on all over the country, and that used to be, you know, the way it was done. I know we've had some of that as well. This is a basic right, though, that we've just got to figure out a way to do it right, do it correctly, and have people restore the trust of people in the election process and have faith in when they go to vote, they're voting in the right race, and their vote will count the way they intended it to.
Absolutely. Well, Ray, we appreciate you just taking a few minutes here with us. I knew you'd have just the ability to add some color commentary. Your time in the news and the media around the state of Alabama has been solid, and we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today.
Well, thanks, Phil. I appreciate what you do as well up there for everybody, but people listening to you up in North Alabama area. I appreciate that.
All right, Ray, have a great day. All right, folks.
That's, okay. See you, man.
Ray Mellick, editor-in-chief of 1819 News, just kind of wrapping up number one of the Triple Dipper, the flip of a coin, the crazy ways in which elections get tied. Have we ever seen more in one time in Alabama that were challenged or questionable or had gaffes? I don't know. I mean, can you lay blame any one place? I don't know. All I know is this. In the end, someone's going to take those offices, and we hope it's the right one. All right, Copper, go ahead and move us to the break. We'll take that break right now and come back and shift through, hitting the gears on the Triple Dipper, number two, the four freedom categories. I thought it was time to just talk about the basic principles of conservatism. What does the Heritage Foundation say about the four freedom categories? We'll espouse on that for a little bit when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.